Activating meridians. Alignment. Instability in field. Negative. Charge aligning matrix field. Positive. Coordinates reached, Commander.
Activate the Shade field.
Activations of multidimensional engines.
Launch communications probe.
Power levels to maximum.
Activate all dimensional levels of communication.
Communication established.
The voice you hear is known as Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our destination. This is the last slave planet in the galaxy. Under all agreements, under all rights, under galactic law, we now proclaim this planet free. The dissension of the true human consciousness has begun.
Energizing Shambhala Diamonds.
The men, women, and children of this planet are now set free.
Renfields activated.
You have already reached.
Activate Shambhala Diamond.
Critical mass.
Integration onto microcosm, expanding linear space.
Prepare for landing.
Free space activation.
Well, here we are, another Dark City show, cracking a lot of events have took place this evening. Thank you everyone for earlier on and the massive influx of people and the ones who have stayed with us throughout the evening. It's really great that the listeners are there, because without it, we're just a load of people in the Skype chat room. Now, if you do want to join us and get on here, get on the podcast, get yourself on the radio, it's really easy to do. This is pretty informal, the Dark City Show. There's no real topic. We have still got Peter Griffiths with us. I'm going to ask Peter a couple of questions. We've had a bit of a joke just in the quick break there. Prajna and Callie are with us. RoboWhip is there. And Dawn's still with us. So if you are out there and you're on the crew, you want to jump in, please text me. We'll pull you in. Plenty of room in the room this evening. Anyway, telephone, of course. Telephone. If you don't know the number, where is it? You can find it on www.darkcityradio.com or .co.uk. And I'll give it you just quick. The bit you need to remember is 298-0298. That's the bit you need to remember. 298-0298. And the code for that outside of the UK is 0044-161-298-0298. And from inside the UK, 0161-298-0298. So what's the topic about? Well, I think we're going to run off with a little bit more on this Scientology, because I know I wanted to get in. I know there was a few people who were itching to get in earlier, so please, here's your chance. Here is the chance now, where you can do that. So, great show. A number of great shows and a couple coming up. We've just had two crackers and we've got a couple more to come. We've got Zach and we've got Fox. I can't remember what Fox is called. I know it's Fox's News because I just think the play on words is absolutely wonderful. Something in the Nonsense, of course, with Zach. Great fun with Zach and Vosto. Vosto is back. Don't worry about it. The NWO sent a burrowing device that created tunnels in the road outside his house. But Vosto hacked his way back in, and Vosto's back. It takes more than some NWO to stop the Vosto, of course. So Vosto's back with Zach this evening. So not a lot that I can do. And then after that, brand new show. It should have started kind of last night, but it was all rushed and we kind of got a bit confused. I don't actually know what happened, to tell you the truth. But anyway, it's on tonight. Truth de Radio Network. telling you, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. I've heard the last. It's cross between Alex Jones, David Icke, without the bullshit fear, if you can get that. So, yeah, my bit of thing I noticed, one of our crew has been working for the underworld cooperative paid by the government chill movement, apparently. David Icke has actually said that Danny Shine, not our Danny, surely not. I nearly fell out of my chair. I don't know if it's true or it's just a joke. You know, somebody's made it up. But surely not. David Icke's not having a go at Danny Shine. David, you're biting at the wrong one there. Danny's a sheer pure straight artist of comedy. So I don't go beating on that house. That's my bit of news. So Peter. Peter, welcome to the Dark City, man. Pretty informal. Oh, you can ask us questions as well here, if you like.
I just wanted to say one thing. One of the listeners was actually Tori Christman from Los Angeles, and she was posting online in a forum at the same time as well. So I can't say hello to her now because I think she's gone. But Tori Christman is also known as Magoo44 on YouTube, and she's a very prominent anti-Scientology activist, and yay, Tory.
Should have got her. Get her on.
I think she's gone to bed now. She's probably just waking up in LA.
Yeah. We're
in touch.
So, yeah, I'm not actually against Scientology, Peter.
Okay.
So, just so you know, right? I'm not actually against Christians and Muslims and Jews or Buddhists or Hindus, you know, or anybody else I've failed to mention, any religious group of people, you know, that actually give up their energy to some mythical sky fairy. I mean, without them, I think that comedy I'd have a real difficulty. Well, I mean, I really do. So I just, there's some brilliant people out there in that kind of like what they call the spiritual world, and they call like what do they call it, New Age? You know, some of that's been kicking around throughout the ages. It's like becomes New Age. So when did it become new? Because you just come across it. Okay then. And that tends to be the case in a lot of these groups, I think, religious groups. So I'm not against any of them. I think they're all a bit nuts in a nice way.
Yeah, well, I'd just like to make the point that most anti-Scientologists, protesters, anonymous or whatever, are not against beliefs. They can believe what they want. We're against the way they behave and the things that they do. So, you know, if they want to believe in Xenu... Oh, by the way, Tori's still listening. She heard that. So she said thanks. Hi, Tori.
Hi, Tori.
Well, I'll say hello to Tori.
Hi, Tori.
Actually, Tori does a great job. Tori does a fantastic job for new escapees from Scientology. She gives them videos that cover every subject under the sun. I think she's made about 300 videos, is it, Tori? Oh, she can't answer. live, but she's tapping away on her keyboard there.
She can get in the chat room if she wants to.
She can indeed, yeah.
It
is not about beliefs. I mean, they can believe what they want. It's about the fraud. It's about the human rights abuses. It's about the fact that they claim to be one thing while they're actually pretending to be another. So it's all of those things. They can believe anything they like, and, you know, they're welcome to.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they believe that they get a great big fat pot of gold, treasure, and all the things at the end of it, you know, because belief, coming from the old English word belief, to wish for something they haven't got, a fake contract.
I didn't know that.
We're going to sell you this. When can I claim it? When you're dead. Hang on a minute. Just hang on a minute. I can't. That's just... Anyway... just as a side note, not to drag you down a rabbit hole, but we've also got other people listening out there, and David has actually just pointed out to me and retracted that it's not actually David who's saying that Danny Shine is an undercover shill for the New World Order operatives of the Illuminati shape-shifting lizard people. He isn't, apparently. It's not David who's saying that. It's his forum. It's David's forum that's in there. So my apologies to David. Don't sue me, right? It's free radio. We're allowed to make mistakes. Don't sue me, David. It wasn't David. It's forum. So, yeah, we've got to be careful. These stories. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. So, the Truth Movement. Would you say the Truth Movement's another religious group?
Who, me?
Anybody who wants to answer it.
Well, I've never heard of them, so I'm saying nothing.
You've never heard of the Truth Movement?
Well, which one?
Well, there's lots of them, isn't there? You know, you don't know, Peter, excuse me, but I like to try and put things in a dead simple nutshell, mate. You know, as simple as I can get it. So to me, there's a lot of groups out there trying to bring forth change. I agree with you.
For me, I listen to what people have to say, and then I look to see, is there any evidence to prove it right or wrong? And then I base my opinion on that. You know, that's just the way I operate. But I don't know.
There seems to be a need, almost. You know, a need for people to form together into groups to bring forth change and create unity.
I think it's very much a social thing that people should get together and talk about stuff, definitely. And I don't think you should be limiting what you talk about. Censorship is something that I'm very much against.
I can say, man, to me, it just looks similar. You know, the Scientology thing, I don't know a lot about it. I was listening to you, and I've looked slightly. I haven't gone down the rabbit hole. You know, I've allowed that to you, Peter. You're coming back from your personal experience.
Thanks.
And the fact that you're putting comedy into it, and just something that could be quite tragic. I mean, you're talking basically about a money cult, really.
Well, absolutely.
Oh, join
that's
our money cult. Give
that's
us all
exactly
your cash and we'll pay you off in the afterlife. It's like, what? You're eternal beings, you live forever. Why would you have an afterlife? That's preposterous. If you're an eternal being and you're aware of your own consciousness in the moment, then you'd be conscious of yourself in the moment. You wouldn't even perceive to be time to be linear anymore. It'd be constant. So what are they talking about, Peter? It don't seem to make any sense to me. But I'm undone.
It doesn't make sense to a lot of people. I mean, one of them actually was like, because I have a group on Facebook, which is basically a group of anonymous people, ex-Scientologists, and even independent Scientologists, which is a whole new area. And they say things that to me don't make a lot of sense, but obviously mean something to them. Now, one of the things that you're trying to do in Scientology is become so much a spiritual being that you don't need the physical universe. Well, isn't that a contradiction in itself right there? Because you could do that by, you know, killing yourself. So, I mean, I don't see why that would have to be an aim, but it is. That's what they want. They don't want anything to do with the physical universe. They want to be out of it and completely spiritual, floating around.
Well, I say good luck to them.
What are they floating around in, though? That's what if they're not in the physical universe, where the hell are they?
Well, Well, I mean, that'd be their business, wouldn't it? You know, really.
I suppose, yeah. They're sure. Welcome to it.
All right, see you later. I just happen to be here now on Earth. And I'm not disputing that there's a lot more going on here than I'm aware of. You know, hell of a lot more going on than I'm aware of. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't. And if they want to call that the afterlife, that's their bag, isn't it? If they've got to die to achieve their aims, to me, that dissing the experience I'm actually currently on, however good or bad I may perceive it. You know,
here's one for you. In Scientology, what happens is that you're on this endless cycle of life and death, and you just keep going, you know, live, die, live, die, live, die. But in between lives, what happens is you get sent, and this is going to sound absolutely nuts, but this is what Scientology is. If you're a man, you get sent to Mars, and if you're a girl, you get sent to Venus. And basically, you have your brain or your memories wiped completely, and then you're sent back down to Earth where you start all over again in a new little baby's body. That's what they actually believe. And when they're in these sessions, they talk about all this kind of stuff and how they can remember it. And even I was in that position where I was in some session one time and I was remembering floating around, and you start making this stuff up.
I do think you've got, I would say you have got memory of that, cellular memory.
Is that real, though? How do you know?
From your birth, yeah, you were born here. You were in your mum's body, you were born here, you are the evidence here, talking to me right now, man. You know, hello! You know, you're the evidence.
It's possible. It's possible.
Of course, you could have.
You can remember that
stuff. Oh, yeah, well, you
better. Can you remember stuff that happened 75 million years ago?
Well, if you were in the perspective of linear time, no. But Dawn, go on, get in now. Get back to the 75
linear
minutes.
Time, as opposed to.
Go on, Dawn, get in.
Pete Fishnet Anon says hi, first of all, from the chat, and also wanted to ask you what your worst experience in the cult was.
Worst? Mm-hmm. Gosh. I don't know. All of it. But that's not strictly true, because I don't know. There were good parts, there were bad parts, but, you know, like I said before, I don't regret any of it, you know. I mean, you can't spend your life regretting, you know, stuff. Just get on with it, you know. Like Barb said, you know, just live your life. We're here, enjoy it, get on with it. I'm not saying Scientology is lovely, by the way.
Thanks for that. And there is also, I think this is maybe a joke, but Anon Sauce. I'm just going to read it out anyway. Wait till I find it now. It's in the chat. Oh, the screen's jumping that fast. I've lost it. I want to. Okay. Anon Sauce saying, I want to ask him about his amazing impression of Magoo's cheer dancing.
Oh, God. Okay. You need to look at a video. You need to look at a video called Homage to Magoo. It's on YouTube, and it's one that I made. Wearing a Magoo wig. I think she's forgiven me. Tori, have you forgiven me for that?
They said, don't mention it. They said it after I'd asked. Don't mention it. Fuck, she's mentioned it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Hey, if you're going to say something, it's going to be out there. There's no, we can't unsay it.
It's too late. It's out there.
Yeah.
Just have to deal with it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, DC server is inquiring, are you single? But I wouldn't take that personal, DC. DC Dan is actually dating at the moment, computer dating.
Uh-huh, okay.
Says you, apparently you need to be mobile. Yeah.
Tori Magoo says, okay, my Pete impression will be up soon.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What have I done? I've unleashed Magoo. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Yeah, I do believe the links are actually appearing as we speak. I'm not sure what that one is, YouTube.
Yeah, we got something going on here on Bob's Backyard.
Yeah, the
chat's very lively tonight. That's great.
Yes, it is. It is. And the people have been coming and going. We've had a flux of people come and go off the server for each of the shows, and that's really good. The listeners, it's really good. You know, they are there and they're changing. And they are changing. And then core hardcore listeners who are there all the time. You see, they listen to me during the day, getting angry, shouting at the server and stuff and breaking it. It's quite funny. But yeah, we mentioned about time, Peter. We mentioned about time, and you know, could they remember? And I think that is within a person, an individual's perspective, how they see things.
That's interesting. That fascinates me, because I had one criticism about some of the Irish Scientologists. Now, there's a person who lived in Ireland about 100 years ago called Michael Collins. He was a bit of an Irish hero. And three people in the Dublin mission at the moment all claim to have been Michael Collins in previous lives. So part of me is going, well, how can that be? And then somebody mentioned to me it was the nature of time that allowed that to happen. And I still don't understand what he meant, but it's an explanation.
Well, I don't know about the nature of time.
Well, you said linear or something. So, like, is this linear time? Does that mean that there's circular time? And does that mean that there's, like, cylindrical time? And
not
is there cone-shaped time?
No.
I don't know.
No, I think they're, like, Muslim, Chinese, you know, each of the different sects. You know, the people just break it up. My point earlier about the truth movements were individual groups of people forming, individuals forming together to create unity. And change, I can't for the life of me work out how you would form a group within a group to create unity. Again, it just boggles me head. Now we
talk within a group.
Yeah, a group within a group to create unification of the group. What is that? Hierarchy of some description. So I just don't get it. I get how people are being lived by it and we're being affected by it, and I don't judge them people for being in those groups. Like I say, I feel like it's a need to pull together. We've seen that here at the Dark City Radio over the last few months.
I think definitely. I think there's a movie that you might get some benefits from watching called The Wave. I don't know if you saw that.
No,
it's a German movie. It was actually, it's a German movie. It's, in German, it's like Die Welle or Die Welle. D-I-E-W-E-L-L-E. And it's, even though it's a German movie, it's based on that Californian experiment where they got these kids and they basically introduced fascism into the school, and the kids started to like really run with it, and it got out of control. It's a bit like the Stanford Prison Experiment. Have you heard of that one?
No.
It's worth looking at. Basically, what they did was they got some people and said, okay, you're the prisoners, and they got these other ones and said, you're the guards. And then they let them off loose on each other, and the guards started to behave more and more cruelly. And the prisoners just accepted it, even though they didn't like it. So I think...
Oh, I have seen that. Yeah, I have seen that. Well, I haven't seen it. I saw
a bit. If we look at history, I think if we look at the history of like Earth, I think anything that's happened could possibly happen again, definitely. And forming groups within groups... I think we all want to feel part of a clique, but I don't know. I've always been a kind of a bit of a rebel, so maybe I'd be like fighting the group from within or something. I don't know.
Yeah, get that one. Oh, yeah, let's form into groups. We're a group now. What should we do? Break the group.
Destroy it.
Yes, split it back. Because we're actually all individual self-empowered. We're in self-empowered.
I agree. And it's very much an Irish thing as well.
The linear time thing. The linear time and circular time and I don't know any ones you want to throw on there, Peter, they all stand against one other perspective, and that's constant. That time is actually constant. There is no future. Well, this is the perception. There is no future, nor is there a past. That time is always with you as an individual.
So everything's just now.
Well, you are. You are, yes.
Just now?
Well, you are, aren't you?
When you say you are, you mean one is, or...
Well, I am here now, and you are there now.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, so we are here now.
Right.
Now,
well, can I just throw some Scientology in here? Because what we're saying in Scientology is that the universe is composed of matter, energy, space, and time. And time only happens when you use energy to move matter through space. And if you don't move anything, there's no time because nothing's moving. Mm-hmm. No motion, no time. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I mean by that, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what they say in Scientology. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I've never done experiments to prove or disprove.
They're using time. Obviously, once you have motion, you can use time to work out distance as navigation. Don?
I don't know about that.
Don, did you want to get in?
I did that. I just wanted to pass on from the Count Vos, so he's made an announcement. Basically, actually, he's just changed his name in the chat to Anon Newbie. But besides that, he was wanting to say thank you to Pete for getting all that information out on the Scientology.
Thanks, Newbie.
He's actually a host. He does his own show on Dark City Radio on a Friday night.
Okay, thanks, host.
He's also the sleeping lord of the city, of the Dark City Radio.
I'll stay away from that then, so.
Count Vostok. Although we all have daft, silly titles and names. I mean, you can have what you like. I mean, you can just make it up. We tend not to fight over titles. We tend to make up a brand new one. We've got a Count, and Count Vostok. We've got a King. We've got a Guru. We've got a dictator, a benevolent dictator. So yeah.
How many Michael Collinses have you got there?
We haven't got any. We've got Dick Jackson. Dick Jackson agreed to be our benevolent. Can't say it now. Beneficial? No. Benevolent dictator. Yeah, we've kind of overthrown him within minutes because he just told us all that we should have a good time and party. That was the last we heard about. So yeah, we just make up these silly things, man. That's what it is, in a sense. Many people are wearing a mask. You see, it's the poignant thing about time. We're being sold a future. We're being sold a future. You know, they all seem to do it. Oh, it's going to get better. Oh, yes, you'll turn into an eternal light beam and you will be all sunny and rosy. Well, hang on a minute. Let's just say I did, and I look back. How good's it going to be when I know the tortured brothers and sisters are still here on this plane? I don't think so. You know, I'll have a ticket. A bit like you, me, Peter. I'll have a ticket. I'll go and have a look. Oh, all right. This is great, isn't it? And they go, oh, yes. You know, we have got the sacred rites of Jalibi Booby, and we can rub the oil of... Right, okay, mate. Right on. Thank you very much. Good stuff.
So
it's not for me.
How would you explain the three Michael Collinses? Would you use time to explain it, or would you just say they're all crazy?
No, man. I think that most people haven't developed within the consciousness. I think we go through trauma. I mean, for a lot of us, living in the environment we live is quite traumatic. And that, once you're in a position of trauma or defense, that you rise up in your physical body. And while you're doing that, while your consciousness is defensive or in flight or fear, it can't develop. It can't develop.
Right.
So for the majority of us, I include myself here, we're in adult forms and bodies, and we're running around and trying to make things right, but really very juvenile.
How would you feel, let's say, if you could remember a past life, and just for argument's sake...
Well, I've done neuro-linguistic regression.
Oh, you've done that? Who were you then? Yeah. Who were you? Are you anybody we know, or...?
I don't know. There was a gentleman, actually, in France. There was only one individual I got. And it wasn't... I got his name... And the day he died, he was guilty.
Okay, well, it's all interesting stuff.
Yeah. But it was like taking LSD.
Really, yeah, well, that's what Scientology processing is like.
I'm not disputing that. I mean,
but like
the experience was phenomenal.
I'm trying to get my head around this three identities being the same person, you know? Let's say, for example, if you were Henry VIII in a previous life,
mm-hmm.
and you told me And I looked at you and said, but I was Henry VIII. How could we have both been Henry VIII? Do you think, could we have both been Henry VIII?
Right, because Henry VIII now is a projection of who you perceive to be Henry VIII. And that is an energy now of who Henry VIII may have been. Anyone connecting to that energy will be connecting basically to themselves with the perception that they are Henry VIII. Of course, that is not Henry VIII. Deceased, dead, buried, gone.
So all these Michael Collins characters that we have in Ireland are just... they probably weren't Michael Collins anyway.
No, I won't say that. I've said something more phenomenal.
I'll scratch Elvis Presley and James Dean off the list as well then.
I believe they have created, looking at it from their perspective, what they've done is they've resurrected these essences from the grave and enforcing them to live tortured in an environment that doesn't suit them just so they can have their fantastical whims. If you will,
totally.
They are raising good, pure energies onto a plane of existence and torturing them because they like it. They like that. And they're completely have no idea of what they're doing, of course. On the other side of that, you could see, as I prefer to, that there's something even more phenomenal taking place. That if a group of people actually gather together and start to focus on Henry VIII, not only could they become him, you can actually create Henry VIII here in our form, you know, walking around with us, talking to them, and speak to them. I mean, I took LSD and rode with Ramakrishna, you know. Right. I never thought I would have had the same experience again without LSD years later. Now, is that a triggered memory of me taking LSD? I can't say anymore. I really wouldn't know. I wouldn't. No,
it's an interesting one, and certainly, like, going back to Scientology, they do stuff called creative processing, which we'd probably say is just using your imagination. I don't know if you ever saw the SpongeBob episode where he waves his hands in the air and produces a big rainbow and says, imagination. Great. I think a lot of it can be just simply that. But somebody posted there on the thing that we're not discussing Scientology abuses enough. So, Scientology abuses, right.
So basically, now let's get back to that, right? It's you've got to pay for this, haven't you? You've actually got to pay for it. You have to pay.
You can pay anything from 10 grand to 50 grand. My friend Samantha spent $500,000. Michael Pattinson, the artist, also spent $500,000. I don't know how much Tori spent when she was in. But basically, they told Tori they could cure epilepsy, and they failed to do that.
Give Rick Simpson €16,000 so he can go and cure cancer.
Would he cure it for $16,000?
No, that's to get Rick kicked off over there doing it. You know, it just seems, again, man, these people paying a hell of a lot of money. You know,
absolutely. And in Scientology, if you do get cancer, you are not encouraged to try anything other than Scientology. And a lot of people have actually died because of this. Tori would know some of the people who have died because of they didn't seek any treatment at all, hoping that Scientology imagination would cure it. And, of course, it doesn't, you know. Okay, that went down well.
Oh, it's all right, man. I was sidetracked. Excuse me. I got sidetracked.
I know you're okay. It happens. It happens.
With all the messages coming in.
But the medical stuff is upsetting, you know.
I totally agree with you, man. I mean, it's like, you know, to me, it's a cult you've got to pay for. Now, I'm not using that word lightly. I'm a member of a cult, you see, if I go to France, because I'm not one of the main major religious groups. So it depends where you stood, but it's insiders and outsiders. It's definitely a group that is forming a division within the collective that's already here. We're already here. We're all here now in this moment sharing it, whatever position we might be in. Well, that's where we are now. That's real, hard, cold truth. As far as I'm concerned.
I don't think we're a cult, though, are we?
We're
a group of disparate people that have came together and are having a discussion.
Oh, no, I'm not talking a cult. Collectively, not just us here, people.
Yeah. I knew a guy, actually, who was in the paratroopers, and he said that they are like a cult. They feel superior to everybody else, which seems to be one of the cult things. And it's like a cult of how macho can you possibly be? You know, how much of a hard man are you and can you be? And one of the things they used to do to prove how tough they were was eat firelighters. Like, what is that?
Yeah. Well, I come from a bit of a strange background, man, where people try to prove the worth and the wealth. You know, it's been around since the Babylonians.
Well, and how did you have to prove your status or whatever?
Violence.
By being violent, okay.
Yeah, normally.
So
yeah.
You were in some kind of a gangster cult or something like that?
No. I was linked to motorcyclists, outlaws, rather than Hells Angels.
Oh, okay. So like a bike gang?
Yeah.
Cool, okay.
Not many bikes in those days, though. I was big enough to know where
I knew an awful lot of bikers that had no bikes. It always used to make me laugh, yeah.
Yeah, well, the irony of that is, man, it's not like a cult. I learned respect. I really did.
Learn respect by bullying others and being violent, or what?
No, but it stops you being bullied.
Okay, so you were bullied then, yeah?
I've been bullied by my own family, so, you know, that's why I learned respect. I learned respect from people who cared about me and who'd stand by me. You're one of us, you're all of us. I've learned a lot. I know violence is not a way, and many of them lads are agreeing with me now. They're the same. I'm not ashamed of my past. You know, the same as you with Scientology, man. You know what I mean? It's like I said in the break, you know, I don't really hold anything against them, you know. We've enlightened ourselves from it.
I'd have to agree with you there. I mean, like I say, I don't regret any of it. And I've also, I know a lot of people who've also had very violent pasts as well, and they've all grown out of the violence as better people,
Violent. I'm not actually violent.
That's as an example. Yeah. One of my good friends, I mean, he almost beat someone to death, you know, and enjoyed it. And when he talks about it now, it's like, oh my, you know.
It's not actually violence, you see. A lot of people get misconstrued. This is ungrounded creative energy. That's actually what it is.
Uh-huh.
It's not violence. It isn't. Often it comes away over in a destructive manner because it isn't being creative. These are divergent thinkers that are outcast into society. Perhaps one of the few saving graces the so-called society many of you live in.
Because
I'm an outlaw. I'll remain an outlaw. I'm without law. The law doesn't stop me doing anything. It never has, and it never will. It stops good, clean, honest, caring people. And that's what I've learned to become. But what I've actually seen is the law still doesn't stop me doing anything, even without the intimidation, because that's all it is, manipulation. That's all it is, manipulation. People are scared. And if they're scared of you, they don't fuck with you, bro. That's all it is. Nobody's going to hurt anybody, you know? But we don't want to be hurt, none of us, because, you know, you can soon grasp that when one of us is hurting, we all feel it a little bit. All of us.
Yeah, I kind of like that idea too.
If I bring myself into a position where, you know, I'm not hurting, a nice, happy place, then that collectively helps us all out. That helps us all out. So I don't want people to get wrapped up into these religions. I want people to take time on focusing on themselves and realizing what an opportunity they're missing every moment. You know, we are all wonderful and we have had a real shit time of it here. We really have, collectively.
That's nice.
Is it?
Well, it sounds good. You know, I can't disagree with anything you said there. I think we all need to communicate more and share the love because it's what the universe runs on, you know. We've got it in us and we need to share it with others.
Yeah, well, you know, that's it, man. I don't really know that I need to share that with anyone. You know, I think if we
could... Oh, okay. So you want to keep it to yourself then?
Well, if we could all focus that what we think so valuable to give to others on ourselves first, Peter. Like,
yeah.
Let's make sure it is love we're focusing, right?
Yeah. And when I say love, I don't mean like lust. You know, that's a
because if we all got there, Peter, you know, I mean, hypothetically, but let's just say we all got each one of us focused on ourselves in love. Then who else would you need to focus on?
Somebody else.
Would you? Why? Right. They'd already be in love, wouldn't they? And that'd be it. Why would we need somebody else?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to jump in. Your friend wants to come in. She's just added me on Skype. I think she's going to add you, Bob's Backyard Magoo.
Oh, good.
So I'll add her in. And
yeah, well, excellent.
Yeah, please do. And I've already had one. I tried to call what's been pulled in. But
if you add her and then confirm her into the call.
We don't need to. Oh, I can just do this.
This is Tori.
Oh, we're all waiting now, anticipating. Come on, you've got more answer. Hey, Tori, welcome to Dark City Radio.
Tori!
Welcome, Tori! Wonderful to have you join us.
Pete, you're up for it, man.
Oh, stop. You know that.
Hey, what a great show, though. I do know it now that I've seen the video.
Okay.
Thank you. I mean, it's just been awesome having Pete on, and now even having yourself on as well. It just keeps getting better.
Is there a delay?
So, mine is on a delay thing.
Fishnet and on says, Magoo is stealing the show.
That's okay. Magoo can steal the show anytime.
Hey, fuck them. You know,
says, watch out, guys. Bob's Backyard is a badass.
Okay, now did the delay go, or is it still delay?
It's fine.
It's fine now?
Yep, can't hear any feedback now.
All right, so now you have to tell me if they're saying all these nasty things about
me. Well, I'll keep an eye in the chat.
We should say hi to Fishnet Anon and Anon Shaw and Fateless and John Smith as well. We should say hi to those guys.
Yeah,
hi to everyone. Say hi to everyone.
Yeah, I'll echo that. Hi to everybody. And I think Callie wants to get in there and say something.
I do think she does want to get in. Callie, please get in if you're there.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Callie.
Hiya.
I just wanted to ask, you mentioned at the beginning of your show, Dawn, with Pete, something called chinology, which seems to be somehow related to Scientology. And I just wanted to ask, what is it?
Well, basically, it's anonymous. The idea of anonymous is a collective of individuals who protest the cult of Scientology. Now, hang on to just get you the Wikipedia basically describes that Project Chinology or Operation Chinology as a protest movement against practices of the churches or cult of Scientology by those who associate themselves with the idea that is anonymous, a leaderless collective, as I've just said, that defines itself as ubiquitous. The project was started in response to the Church of Scientology's attempts to remove material from a highly publicised interview with Scientologist Tom Cruise from the internet in January 2008. So there you go.
It's not chinology, is it? With Chabaguru and you know.
No, it's something completely different.
All right, because that's just kind of like another bunch of. It was actually created by one lad over in Liverpool. And then he said, like, no, just everybody do it. Everybody do it. And they did. They opened up they didn't really open up a temple in India. They just got a guy to stand outside the temple holding a sign and took a photograph and put a website up. And people were duped. They were duped. Proper duped. I mean, Chabaguru communicates through the multidimensional communication lines. It was a joke, it really was. But people took it seriously, and then once they took it seriously, they started to value it, then they started to protect it. It got silly.
I think there's been a lot of movies on similar subjects as well, which have been quite fascinating to watch.
Sorry, Enon Shaw has just joined us, but Magoo, carry on, say what you want to say first.
Just one of the things with Anonymous, when they arrived, Bunker and I said, you know, if Scientology just leaves them alone, they'll be gone probably in a week or two. But if they do what they usually do, which is harass the shit out of people, they'll be here for a long time. And that's exactly what they did. They hired private investigators, went to their houses. You know, they were insane. And so Anonymous went, fuck you. You know, we're staying.
Actually, when I attended my first protest, I was actually hoping they would arrest me.
Right. What year? When was your first protest?
Somewhere in 2008. I don't remember the exact date.
I got you. I know. Definitely people were up for it, but I'm just saying they did. You have to admit they went over the top hiring the PIs.
Yeah, they did. Totally.
Yeah. So.
Don't you just love being on Shaw's voice?
Why is everybody saying that?
Something about the French Canadian accent. That was totally irrelevant to what we were just talking about, so sorry, I just thought I'd throw that in there. Anyway, back to
We've got some accents here tonight, haven't we?
Certainly have. It's great. You're international, baby.
It's an international show.
Well, Index just said she's hitting on you.
Yeah. It was a bit of a girly slip that way, Don. It was a bit obvious. But hey, never mind. Anon Sean's got a lovely voice. And she got a lovely voice. That's coming.
I'm honest. What can I say?
And the server has actually already, you know, same question. Are you single? Are you mobile?
Well, Fishnet Anon says, does Anon Shaw have a Facebook? you've got groupies now, by the looks of it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Fishnet's a guy. So,
oh, is he? Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, I hope you're gay because...
Fishnet's
actually a guy.
it's all right. DC Downey says he's not very mobile. He's looking for somebody who's mobile. He's black, or at least he's got a black case. So if you do want to actually date the server, then you can do. So it's not neither male nor female. The server, of course, it's the computer.
Oh,
yeah. yeah, it has. Well, more people have tried to date servers on Dark City Radio. You wouldn't believe it, the number of people who want to date the server gets invited.
Fishnest is protesting now. He thinks I said he was gay, but Fishnest's not gay. I was just saying that if... Oh, never mind.
I keep digging.
Yeah, come on now, Peter. Well, we're actually live on air. What actually did you mean by that?
Oh,
come on, Pete.
Well, Fishnet wanted to know if Anon Shaw had a Facebook, and I just mentioned, you know, in passing that if it was like a date request or a getting to know you request, then he'd better be gay because Fishnet's a guy.
I've got my mate sat here now, and Neil, you know, and he's kind of like a strapping guy, but, you know, we're mates on Facebook, and we're not, you know, that's weird, man.
I don't know.
You're gay?
I mean, I am gay.
Oh, no, we're not gay. It's all right. You can have male friends on Facebook. You're not gay. It's okay. Don't tell people like that thing. Don't panic. You bring Facebook down. I'm going to admit that's true. That's a good idea.
Fishnet's available on many, many videos, and he wears... How do you think he got the nickname?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. So, yeah, Fishnet, if you're listening, which you probably are, how did you get your nickname? Come on, spill the beans, and I'll just read it out in air.
I was lost at Fishnet. I'm like, what? To me, there's something we use for catching fish.
Yeah, well.
From a different
maybe
world.
Maybe. Or does it have a more sinister meaning to it?
Cannot be unseen is the phrase that comes to my mind.
Oh, he says, marching down Middle Abbey Street one Halloween in fishnet tights because Pete dared me.
What? I had
nothing to do with it. That's what he said. I'm just reading out what he said.
I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I actually think Fishnet must have been hacked. And Pete hacked him and took complete control of him using his Scientology powers the innermost sanctum and actually made him do it, Pete. That's what it is.
Yeah. I turned an innocent boy into a transvestite.
I actually know a radio radio presenter I met just recently who's convinced the New World Order hacked his chair.
His chair?
His chair.
That's good.
Yeah, you've got to be careful, man. They're getting in everywhere at the moment. You know, they're getting in everywhere. Be careful. Be careful where you're out there.
I'm not even
going to
ask.
I have some good news. 2 days ago, a 17-year-old called me who was just joining the Sea Org. And saw my videos and called me, and I said, "Are you nuts?" And talked to him for a while, and then I asked him how old he was. He said he's 17. I said, "Put your mother on." I said, "Do you know that he's joining Scientology Sea Org?" And she said, "Yeah, I'm really bummed out about it." Anyway, we spent 2 hours, and at the end, he's totally not doing it. So that's good.
Yay.
I know. So, you know, that's a win for everybody because, yeah. You know, because of what everybody does, these people, you know, are waking up much faster.
Yeah, it does seem to be happening a lot faster these days.
Yeah, really.
Foster's just joined us. Foster, you have something to say?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I gotta say, you guys have quite the variety on your show.
Well, we do that. We have all kinds.
But you never know. You never know where we're going to go on the Dark City show, man. That's kind of the motto of it. We never know where we're going to go. But we've kind of opened this up to everyone, you see. That's the idea, you know. You know, that's the crack, man. That's the crack. That's, as we say in Manchester, that's the little gap in it all we'll squeeze through. So, yeah, that was the Dark City show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope the listeners have enjoyed it. I can see we haven't lost so many of them.
Yay, Dark City.
Hey, Dark City.
We've got Bosso and with his... no, it's the other way around now. I've got it the other way around now. We've got Zach. We've got Zach coming up. We all missed you the other night, Bosso. We missed you, mate. But, yeah, we've got Zach coming up in a couple of minutes, so please stay tuned for a little bit of summoning the nonsense. So they'll be back right after this.
A magical turtle. It's a matter of importance to me that you be lucid and aware of what you're able to be. I was able to see the lack of limits. I've been infinite, and this is indiscriminate. Isn't narcissistic. Arson isn't always meant to be destructive. It's an art form. This is my attempt to start the fire that makes you art more and logic less. Cause logic since the dollar has been off of it. I'm offering a sentence that could bring you back to sanity. Empathic but emphatically, I plan to see you mastering the art of your existence so that everyone can benefit. Then on and on and fractally, it blossoms into everything. And mindfully, we intervene, i.e. create reality. To hate this word, but now I know its definition, and I've learned to trust my family. I see all 7 billion, so I deem it time to DMT you all with my opinion, and I pray to my creators that just one of you will listen, cause the light and divine truth was always inside you. I'm here to remind you that you are not what confines you. You've traveled through time to arrive at this line, and now you are in a vessel designed to invent and define truth. Illusion divides you, but you are the limitless vine through which everything vibes through, and I'm here to remind you that you are the light and divine truth. It's always inside you. I'm here to remind you that you are not what confines you. You traveled through time to arrive at this line, and now you are in a vessel designed to invent and define truth. Illusion divides you, but you are the limitless vine through which everything vibes through, and I'm here to remind you that you are. I am the Illuminati of my own reality. I am not afraid of those who benefit from apathy. I am not a slave to any entity or anything. My mission as a cell is reconnecting us with everything. Inevitably, everything is bound to evolve, because that's the nature of the fractal that we're also involved with. Revolving around a nucleus that nuclearly powers us. But I've comprised a theory that suggests we really power it. Power is the act of understanding what you're standing on. This is not the planet I I was four. For know the Mastodon is part of me. I'm partially a particle lost. Time and space, but I'll remember when they're blasting me off. That I am everything. Free from the pendulum, I may never be. But I control my darkness just enough to make a friend of it. Addendumless, my Bible is remembering the ultimate. Then every channeled verse is holy text because we come from it. And every son and daughter is my bleeding hearted counterpart. So I will find the others and remind them that we have a heart. You're part of God whenever you remember, and I'm sure now, endeavoring forever on the quest of showing more how the light and divine truth was always inside you. I'm here to remind you that you are. Now one can find you. You traveled through time to arrive at this line, and now you are in a vessel designed to invent and define truth. Illusion divides you, but you are the limitless vine through which everything vibes through. I need only remind you that you are the light and divine truth. It's always inside you. I'm here to remind you that you are. Now it confines you. You travel through time to arrive at this line, and now you are in a vessel designed to invent and define truth. Illusion divides you, but you are the limitless vine through which everything vibes through, and I'm here to remind you that you are God. I'm here to remind you that you are the light and divine truth. It's always inside you, and I'm here to remind you that you are not what confines you. You traveled through time to arrive at this line, and now you are in a vessel designed to invent and define truth. I need only remind you that you are God. I'm here to remind you that you are God. I'm only here to remind you that you are a magical turtle.
Listening to lies all my life. Time to turn off that road. Join the side of justice, free from remote control. Radio independence, get the real news. Listen to the free radio. Make up your mind and choose. Selling the information, patenting the ideas, controlling communication, persuading us that we're free. Radio independence, get the real news. Listen to the free radio, make up your mind and choose. Listen to the free radio, make up your mind and choose. You don't want to wear a barcode, you don't want your genes on file. If you don't want the voice of America, you've got to retune the dial. To radio independence, get the real news. Listen to the free radio, make up your mind and choose. Radio independence, get the real news. Listen to the free radio, make up your mind and choose. Listen to the free radio, make up your mind and choose. When at last the people are free to be who we want to be, we'll take away all our pain and we'll go dancing in the rain.